AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A town hall is being held in Des Moines, Iowa, as Ian Roberts, the superintendent of the state's largest school district, was arrested and detained by ICE agents. CBS's Lana Zack with more on what took place earlier today.
In a targeted action today, law enforcement attempted to stop Roberts, who fled in a school vehicle. According to agents, Roberts possessed a loaded weapon, a criminal offense for someone without legal status in the U.S. Roberts has a long history of employment in New York, Baltimore, and D.C. schools, becoming superintendent of Des Moines in 2023.
Justice Department agents are being sent to ICE facilities. Attorney General Pam Bondi, in a post on social media, says that she is making the move to safeguard federal agents, protect federal property, and immediately arrest all individuals engaged in any federal crime. Bondi also says that she is instructing the Joint Terrorism Task Forces across the country to disrupt and investigate all entities and individuals engaged in acts of domestic terrorism. A storm is developing in the Atlantic Ocean that could become a tropical storm or hurricane, dubbed Imelda. The storm could potentially have a significant impact on parts of the southeastern U.S. early next week.
I'm Jim Crissell at Sunset Beach, North Carolina. While there's still lots of uncertainty, the developing storm well east of Florida is expected to impact the southeast U.S. coast early and mid next week. Parts of Georgia and the Carolinas could see rough surf, strong winds, very heavy rain, and a threat of tornadoes.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke before the UN General Assembly about Hamas in Gaza.
The final remnants of Hamas are holed up in Gaza City. They vow to repeat the atrocities of October 7th again and again and again, no matter how diminished their forces. That is why Israel must finish the job.
Dozens of delegates walked out as Netanyahu spoke. President Trump calls former FBI Director James Comey a dirty cop after Comey is indicted by Trump's handpicked U.S. attorney. Democratic lawmakers have sharply criticized the charges as an abuse of power. CBS's Erica Brown in Washington reports.
The day after a federal grand jury indicted former FBI Director James Comey, President Trump said the charges were not motivated by retribution.
It's about justice, really. It's not revenge. It's about justice. It's also about the fact that you can't let this go on. They are sick, radical left people, and they can't get away with it.
Friday, the president predicted more of his political rivals could face charges.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him. I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight, the crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high near 80. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. It's 55 right now.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Fresh off her announcement that she's running for governor, we have State Representative Francesca Hong. Hear what she has to say.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are going to give you the keyword in just a moment.
Yeah.
Give you time, if you haven't already, to download the Civic Media app, because that is the only way to enter this contest.
How much is the app? Is it like $200,000, $300,000? Because it's so jam-packed full of stuff.
Shockingly.
No?
It is absolutely free. You get it?
Pun. Okay.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Comedy genius.
Yeah,
Friday. But free?
Free, completely free. Go to wherever you get your apps. Go to Google Play or wherever. Look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. And then when you get the app and you open it up, you can pick your favorite station.
W-A-U-K.
For example. And then, in just moments, when we give you the keyword, you want to text it in via the Civic Media app only. That is the only way to enter.
Yes.
We still got a couple email entries yesterday, and I always feel badly. It's like, can't do it that way.
I think, Jane, in all the years we've been doing these contests now, we've made it abundantly clear that the Civic Media app is the only way you can participate. And it's not only just participating in the text to win contest, it's also listening to the shows on the go. You can take that app anywhere in the world and listen. If you live in Wisconsin, but you want to listen to WRJN, you can do it through the app. You can't listen to sports. I want to be upfront about that. A lot of the games we carry, you can't, but that's okay. You can listen to it on terrestrial radio. Yes. We carry a lot of Brewers and Packers, things like that on the app. It's wonderful, but the app also can get you news. It's customizable. And like we said, it's free. It's really, really handy dandy, quick and convenient. So download it onto your device right now.
Right now. So you are ready in just moments.
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 When we give you the keyword for our multi-state text to win contest, some great prizes going for the green and gold, our daily prize every day this week and then all through next week. Our daily prize, $200 in cash. That's a trip and a half to the grocery store, and gold jewelry.
You haven't seen me eat.
And the grand prize, 2 club-level indoor seats. That's kind of the important word there.
Warm.
Yeah, warm. Indoor warm seats to see Green Bay in Minnesota on November 23rd at noon. We get you a gas card to get you there and back as well. $1,550 it's worth.
Redonk.
It's a really nice
That's
prize.
That's an amazing deal.
So here we go.
Yeah.
It's your phone.
Okay.
Open up the Civic Media app.
Not you, Dan Schaefer.
And text in the word seat. S-E-A-T. Seat. As in a seat at the stadium.
Take
a seat.
Or have a.
That too, have a seat. Can I show you to your
seat?
Yes. S-E-A-T. Seat is the keyword, not feet. Rosemary, try it again. Type a little slower. Seat. S-E-A-T. Spelling does count.
Yes,
if you're
going to
get rejected if you don't spell it correctly.
Yeah.
Text in the word seat. You have until 10 o'clock this morning. That is the cutoff.
Yep. Yeah. It's 1 hour.
1 hour it.
Per keyword. That's it.
But you have many, many chances to win over the course of the day.
After this show, you'll have five more chances.
Twice with Tom Hartman in the 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock hours. Mm-hmm. And then the 3 o'clock hour with Todd. 5 o'clock hour with Maggie. Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock hour with Pete Schwabe.
I mean, come on, man.
Lots of chances.
Lots of chances.
So text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T, for our multi-state text win. Go for the green and gold contest. And good luck. We will remind you over the course of the hour. And again, you still have time. You can download the Civic Media app if you don't have it yet. It is completely free. Busy show coming up for you today. Dan Schaefer will be here. It's Friday, so Dan will be here to help us recombobulate.
Yeah.
He's also Civic Media's political editor.
Absolutely.
In hour number two for Audio Sorbet, we're going to try something.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Doors Open Milwaukee.
Ooh.
Which is a great event if you've never done it. A lot of businesses and a lot of other institutions, buildings that you normally can't get into.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you can.
Yeah.
So that's we great. Started talking around about before the show about if you can get into any building in the United States, which building would it be?
You get the keys to them for one day.
For one day, and you can go in the basement and you can go, you know, nose around. And if you had the opportunity to get inside any building in the country,
yeah,
which building would it be?
Yeah.
That's our Audio Sorbet question for you. You can text it in now if you're not going to be able to join us later. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Mayonnaising edition. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Wanted to start off with this because we've talked a lot about farmers and Wisconsin farmers. Darren Van Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Soybean Growers Association.
Darren Von Ruden.
Darren Von Ruden. I'm sorry, Darren.
It's so tough when you have a Derek Van Orten and Darren Von Ruden.
Yeah, it's just, it's so
only
anyway,
one of them I really want to talk to.
Darren will be here next Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to talking to him about this.
Yeah.
But this came up yesterday. Donald Trump suggests farmer bailout will be coming from tariff money.
Wait a minute. Is this 2018 all over again, Jane?
It certainly seems like that, because the last time Donald Trump did this to our farmers, he had to bail them out with, what, $200 million?
No, it was 12. It was started as 12. It ballooned up to $16 billion.
And that only covered about half their losses.
I mean, it's just, and yeah, it doesn't, it, yeah. And he thinks he's doing the world a favor. He thinks he's doing the farmers a favor by bailing them out with, and by the way, the tariff money isn't guaranteed. So if he says, we're going to give you money, will there either be, we'll give you money no matter what, or only if the tariff money comes rolling in? Because now the tariffs are so aggressive and almost comic book villainy that it seems like you're not going to get as much as you say, even though you're slapping 100% tariffs on
everything.
So, yeah, this, we've talked to Darren about this. We've talked to Hans Breitenmoser about this. And, yeah, money is good, but they just want to work and do their job and be able to get the things done. I don't know, maybe throw in a bailout and a free farm bill while we're at it.
Well, which, by the way, still has not passed.
Correct.
The farm bill is still languishing.
It's 2 years overdue.
Yeah, 2 years late. The farm bill would really help our farmers a whole lot. Yeah. But we can't seem to get anything done on that. Here is the president yesterday. Calvin, we have that clip, please, from Donald Trump talking about his great idea to help our farmers.
We want to take our money. We're doing well because of tariffs. We're doing unbelievable. We're making more money than we ever have made. And by the way, we're going to take some of that tariff money that we made, just to get off the subject for a second. We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made. We're going to give it to our farmers, who are for a little while going to be hurt until it kicks in. The tariffs kick into their benefit. Mm. So we're going to make sure that our farmers are in great shape, because we're taking in a lot of money.
So we're so rich.
For a little while.
2 years of pain, Greg.
Just
2 years of pain.
I mean, if there's a farmer out there listening, have you been through 2 years of pain, or has it been 20 years or 20 generations? I mean, this country's not been good to our farmers from both sides of the aisles, I will say.
For many
but
years.
This is patronizing to the point of, I want to say laughable. Once again, if it was a movie, I'd laugh at this, but it's real life. And yes, some of those farmers will enjoy the money they get. I'm sure all of them will enjoy the money they get. They can use it for what they need, especially since this country was cutting off contracts with them for funding to buy equipment and maintenance and upgrade their farms. But, you know,
we'll see what happens. We'll see. You know, the country isn't this government's in the game of bailing out, I guess, now. And
Brendan on the live stream says, isn't this socialism?
Sounds close to it.
Kind of socialistic.
But I keep thinking about that farmer in Arkansas. Was it Arkansas? No, it was Missouri. That young man who went viral. And then we spoke to Will Westmoreland about it. And because he had a contract cut off from the Trump administration after he'd purchased all of his equipment, invested all of this money, and then he had nothing. Well, he got the money eventually, because that's what happens.
Well, if you can become viral enough and get the attention of the administration, then they might do something.
And then once he gets the money, they're like, oh, okay, I'm fine with this now again. So that's, maybe that's a conversation with Darren too, is to say, look, I understand that farmers want to do their job. And I understand some of the farmers voted for Donald Trump. Some of them didn't. But what I want to understand is, can they keep it in front of mind to say, oh, this is, we're used to getting the shaft from this government, but this is even worse. And we're seeing it again. Like, this happened in 2018 and 2019.
During his first administration.
So they're just going to do it again because he just says, I'm going to give money to the farmers. I'm wondering, did anyone in that room on his staff know he was going to say that? Because he said specifically, I'm going to get off topic for a moment, which is the first time I think he's ever said it out loud, that he's going to go off topic. But he just sort of said it. So I'm wondering if anyone in the room knew that was happening. Because if they didn't, this is a massive commitment.
Well, Brooke Rollins, who is the agriculture secretary, she's been dancing in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Because they're hearing from our farmers who, if you take a look around, you can listen to Maggie Dawn's show from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She was at a local farm in Wisconsin. All kinds of stories about the struggles that our farmers are going through. And what I just find so ironic about this, again, Trump is the one who did this to our farmers by imposing these tariffs. And now we're all paying for it.
Yes.
We're all paying higher prices because of these tariffs, including our farmers.
Yeah.
So essentially, the farmers are paying themselves back.
Essentially,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's kind of a circular.
It's an Ouroboros.
It's a circular. A circular payment system.
It's an Ouroboros. It's a snake eating its own tail. And as mentioned before, yes, they will probably utilize. And when I say enjoy, I don't mean like happily enjoy. I mean the most Prussian version. They will enjoy the money they have and they will use it for what they need. But really, when it comes down to it, and this goes out to everyone in Washington on Capitol Hill, what the farmers need are partners in good investments in their work, because as they say every time they go near a podium, the farmers are the backbone of this country,
right?
And then they continually screw them.
Yeah. Also,
yes,
just to kind of tag on to this,
I'm fired up. It's Friday.
We are giving Argentina $20 billion. Argentina,
porque
because Trump likes Milei in Argentina. And so we're gonna buy their bonds, I believe. Ron Filipowski on Twitter said this yesterday. We are bailing out Argentina while Argentina's farmers sell soybeans to China in the place of American farmers. That's putting them out of business. So now we have to bail out American farmers while farmers in Argentina make bank.
So he's bailing out two sets of farmers, essentially. They're investing. They're giving. So, two things. One, this is on top of the fact that Donald Trump, we talked about this story before, and I found it on AgWeb, which is a great app on farming news, was begging China to up their soybean game with us here in America because it has been decimated since his first term. Also, what happened to America first? What happened to cutting foreign aid? What about us? What about, it's all about America. We got to put us forward. Now Argentina gets $20 billion of our money?
Because he likes him.
Boy, oh, howdy, does he.
John from West Bend texting in, and the farmers voted for him again.
Yes. Yeah,
I think they did. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and we will be right back.
listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Canopy, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A small conversation can make a big difference. Asking someone if they're okay is important. And during the Suicide Prevention Month, check in. And remember, 988 is always open. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Galby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream.
Hi, live stream.
On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Seat, S-E-A-T, seat. Is the word you want to text in right now via the Civic Media app for our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. We have all next week that we're going to do this too. Mm-hmm. So you have many, many, many chances to win.
Yeah.
Our daily prize, $200 in cash and gold. Jewelry, a grand prize, 2 club level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back.
My goodness.
Seat is the word. Kevin from Amro texted in earn. Kevin, that's
like earn as in like you got to earn like your living or dead people.
Yes, earn is not the word. Kevin, try again.
Okay.
Seat, S-E-A-T. Seat is the word to get you in the running for our go for the green and gold multi-state text to win contest. Seat, S-E-A-T. Your next chance is going to be with Tom Hartman. In the 11 and 1 o'clock hours, mm-hmm. in the 3 o'clock hour with Todd, 5 o'clock with Maggie Dawn, Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, wrapping it up tonight at 7 o'clock. Seat is the word. Text it in on the app and good luck. Before we went to the break, we were talking about Donald Trump, not feet, Ben, try again. Spelling counts.
Okay.
It's type all slower. Right. I have fat fingers when
no,
I text.
No, you don't.
Seat, S-E-A-T, mm-hmm. is the word. Before we went to the break, we were talking about Donald Trump announcing yesterday that we're going to use tariff money to bail out the farmers who are suffering because of the tariffs, essentially.
Yeah. Terrific.
Yeah, just terrific.
Yeah, we were talking about that. We were, you know, we're going to talk to
most likely Darren Von Ruden about this. Man, I cannot get it. Darren Von Ruden. See, you did this to me.
I'm not. I'm sorry.
This is your fault. We're going to speak to Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union next week. I'm sure we'll be talking about this matter to really understand how what farmers' attitudes will be towards a bailout. Yes, there will be some relief that will come. If this happens at all, by the way, this is not for sure. This is not. He has simply said, he said on at a live event,
right,
that we're going to give some of this money away to farmers from the tariffs because we're making more money than we've ever made in our entire lives.
So much money.
We're winning till the cows come home for the farmers. That's a pun for farmers. But what I wanted to bring up is, if you go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Maggie's show, the Maggie Dawn Show. Yesterday, she came. She went to the Reisinger family farm in Spring Green and talked to a bunch of individuals mm-hmm. about what's going on. And there's a lot of emotion in their discussion because there's a lot of emotion in farming in this country. And so if you go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for that. You can download both episodes, both hours, and listen to them anytime you want.
It's really great. Check it out.
I would really suggest you listen yep. to that. And also, and you brought this up, Jane. And I believe it was someone on the text line brought it up as well. John from West Bend said he's listening on WAUK. He said, and the farmers voted for him to get, again. And if you want an insight into why this is, there's a wonderful book. I read it in college by Thomas Frank called What's the Matter with Kansas? And it's basically What's the Matter with Kansas? How Conservatives Won the Heart of America. And it's about messaging and getting out there and making them forget their greater needs in place of patriotism and fear. So What's the Matter with Kansas is the book. If you want just a small insight into why this, but this book was written in 2004. So things have very much changed, but that message still resonates in the quote heartland where yeah. we live.
Yeah.
You go drive 20 minutes from Racine due west. You're going to see nothing but farmland. You will see Trump signs. And every time I see it, I think same thing. I want to knock on that door and say politely,
why?
Tell me why this is. What is it about him that makes you feel better about this country? And I'll listen. I'm not going to try to change their mind. I truly want to know. But What's the Matter with Kansas is a great book, great insight into why this is the case. You can find it everywhere.
And we'll include this in the show notes.
Yeah.
In case you're driving in the car or something and you can't write it down right now. Yeah, and this just, Chuck Grassley, of course, the 9,000-year-old Republican from Iowa, who is a farmer in Iowa, mm-hmm. He's shrieking now about the fact that we are helping out Argentina. We're going to give them $20 billion. We're going to loan them $20 billion because Trump likes Milei, who runs Argentina. And Chuck Grassley said, why is the U.S. helping bail out Argentina while they take American soybean producers' biggest market? We should use leverage at every turn to help our hurting farm economy. Family farmers should be top of mind in negotiations by the USA. So essentially, China is now buying soybeans from Argentina to avoid the tariffs in America, and Argentina just suspended their tariffs. So China gets a better deal.
Yeah. And
so we are undercutting our own farmers with this deal that we're giving to Argentina.
Jane, we're winning. I don't know if you know this. We're making more money than we've ever made in the history.
I'm confused about what winning apparently.
Maybe if we, you know what? I never thought about this before. What if we all as society just sucked up to Trump enough where he just said, I'll give them free health care? What if we're doing this wrong?
We don't have enough money.
Yeah, but if we like them all enough, I mean, maybe the amount of people.
No. Flattery will always be second to cash.
All right.
Close second.
Everyone bring a dollar.
Everybody. Yeah, we'll all chip in. We have news coming up next. And then when we return, bathroom remodel.
Yeah, I love to.
On your list.
Love it.
Get it done by next Wednesday.
Why?
We'll have all the details coming up. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the globe and even in St. Paul on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
It's off the hook. It's off the hook. It's off the hook.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
CBS News Brief. Ian Roberts, the head of the largest school district in Iowa, is arrested by ICE agents for, they say, overstaying a student visa and having a loaded weapon. Interim Superintendent Matt Smith.
We stand firm with our community, many of whom are feeling sad, outraged, and helpless.
A tropical storm brings heavy rain, mudslides, and flooding to the Dominican Republic, killing at least one person. CBS weather forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
The storm that could potentially become Imelda. This one now moves over the Bahamas as a tropical storm. Then it becomes a Category 1, moving right in the direction of the South Carolina coastline, somewhere around Charleston.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells the UN General Assembly amid a walkout that Israel must finish the job against Hamas in Gaza, and to leaders recognizing a Palestinian statehood.
When the most savage terrorists on earth are effusively praising your decision, you didn't do something right. You did something wrong.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
The Packers are bound for Dallas.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs, what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons?
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him, I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight, the crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week. Even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world, in the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions in keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Kathryn Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high near 80. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. It's 55 right now.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before the break, we were talking about, now we're going to help Argentina with $20 billion while they are selling soybeans to China and not buying them from U.S. farmers. Jack from Merrimack texting in, $20 billion for Argentina, billions more for farmers. I thought the tariffs every American is paying were supposed to pay for the trillions in tax welfare gifted to the 1% and rich corporations. Instead, we're paying Argentina first, and now we're using socialist subsidies for our farmers. Yeah, kind of seems like that. Yep.
Hey, guys, do you support this guy in the White House? Please call in and tell us why, because it doesn't seem like he has our best interest in mind.
855-752-4842.
You know what, Jane? I wish the president liked us as much as he liked Argentina.
He sure seems to have a soft spot for Argentina.
Absolutely.
He really does. Hey, we have a soft spot for fabulous contests. Okay, not the most elegant transition, perhaps.
Oh, man.
It's our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest, Greg Bach.
I've heard of this.
And you have until 10 o'clock to open up your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T. Text in the word SEAT, and you are in the running for our daily prize, $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And then you're in the running for the incredible grand prize, a pair of club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a gas card to get you there and back. Mm. So text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T. You have until 10 o'clock. And then your next chance coming up with Tom Hartman, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, with Todd at 3, Maggie at 5, Beach Wava wrapping it up at 7 o'clock. All kinds of chances to enter. And this contest will go through all of next week as well.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
And if you win and you go to that game in Green Bay, take pictures, and you can send those pictures to us via the Civic Media app. I'm telling you, people, it's multi-purpose.
Speaking of, you're going to the Brewers game tonight.
I am. I'm going, Jane, it's not technically brunch, but I'm just going to use it for the B alliteration. Brunch, boat, Brewers, and my friend Ben.
Oh, that's sweet.
And my friend Nicole, too. Like, she's going to, but she, you know.
It doesn't work with the Bs.
Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's honestly, I'm very excited. I got a bunch of work done. I'm going to be able to enjoy the rest of the day.
I'm so glad.
I don't get out like this often.
I know.
I'm usually like, hey, let's just stay home and watch Ted Lasso for a ninth time.
This is a big day for you.
I know. I'm getting out like a big boy.
We want to see pictures.
All right.
Greg will take pictures and we'll put them up on our socials after tonight's.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Jane.
After tonight's Brewers game, when they take on Cincinnati, our broadcast starts at 6:35.
Last weekend of regular play.
Yeah.
We can walk away with the best record in baseball this weekend.
And that would be a historic for the Brewers, too, if they do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go Crew.
Go Crew.
Go Crew. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Well, good morning. Great show, guys. You know, I think I'm hallucinating today.
Whoa.
You know, I think my ears aren't working correctly. You know, does the president have his own checkbook that he can take taxpayers' dollars and we'll throw a little here? We're going to get a ballroom and we're going to do all these lawsuits that we got to pay for. Oh my gosh, you know, we got to get those homeless people off the street. Kick them out. Oh, all the ICE people, they get lots of money for each person they pick up. Holy Moses. I'm just wondering if I'm living in La La Land. I cannot believe this. Oh, and then Mr. Grassley. Holy
guacamole.
And he just praises that guy, or maybe he needs a stronger hearing aid, you know, that he didn't know this was going to happen. I'll tell you something. I watch these people, And they just go along with everything. I think they just sit there like a bump on a log and don't even do the work. I hope we get all new people in there, the people that with the R after their name. I see the people with the D after their name working hard every day trying to work for the people, and then they're going to get blamed if they shut down. Oh, my gosh, what a twisted world we live in. You guys have a great weekend, and thanks for giving the information.
Absolutely, yeah, of course, Gene. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you checking in. Yeah. Actually, Gene brings up something really important. This might not be a bad opportunity for us to contact some of our lawmakers.
Jane, how am I going to do that? I got so much going on. I'm downloading the free Civic Media app. I'm going to baseball games, having a drink on a boat.
It's all in one place for you, Greg.
Okay.
Myvote.wi.gov.
That sounds like a website.
It is myvote.wi.gov. All you have to do is type in your address.
Mm-hmm.
All of your elected representatives will appear,
yeah,
including their contact information.
Correct.
So,
phones,
you know,
emails.
And we've talked to enough lawmakers. This does make a difference.
Yes.
If there is enough response.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't think it doesn't matter. And please be polite. We always ask you that because the person answering the phone is not the person with the power.
And I will say this too, if you're at myvote.wi.gov, also check to make sure your voting registration information is correct, updated, and up to speed, because they just did some maintenance on the voter rolls this year. This is a conspiracy, folks. If you've moved, if you don't update it, they throw you off. That's
right.
What happens. So if you just haven't voted in a while, first of all, come on, man. Second, just make sure all your voter registration information is correct by going to myvote.wi.gov. It's a great site, not just for contacting your representatives, but finding out about your voter registration, where you vote, when the ballots are available. You can request an absentee ballot through them. You can also see what's on your ballot, mm-hmm, so you can make informed decisions, because sometimes those questions are real confusing.
Yeah.
So myvote.wi.gov, I swear I should just get it tattooed on my forehead.
That would be a new tattoo for you.
I'm not doing it. Nope, not doing it.
You know, not on the forehead.
Not on the forehead.
No.
I'll do it on the five head because it goes up high.
You may also want to contact them about this.
What's up?
Because the president just announced this last night. Imports of pharmaceutical products,
yeah,
if branded or patented, 100% tariff. Trump also says the U.S. now is imposing a 25% tariff on big trucks and on big trucks, heavy trucks, and 50% tariffs on all kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and associated products. And these kick in next Wednesday.
What is going on?
He has complete authority to do anything.
This doesn't sound like a dictator at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you were planning on remodeling your bathroom,
do it now.
Get your order in today.
Yeah.
On those kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities. My husband and I did this earlier in the year. And even before all of this, it took us 3 months to get these things.
And also, I guess, get all your meds from America, too.
Well, and of course, there are all these caveats in there where these tariffs won't apply if they are promising to manufacture here, mm-hmm, or start manufacturing here. But It just kind of came out of nowhere last night.
Yeah.
It's like he takes a nap and he dreams about it and then he wakes up and he tweets it.
Honestly, I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, are these just fever dream statements?
I know what I'll do. This will be great.
Yeah. I mean, there is a great website. And we had James Vanderloo on. They gave us their website. And I'll try to find that. But for right now, Trade Compliance Resource Hub, all one word, .com. You can find something called the Trump Tariff Tracker. And that will give you all of the tariffs that are either being threatened. They use the word threatened, by the way. Not me. I'm not saying that word. This is what the website. Threatened, implemented. There's other ones too. Exempt. But it gives you a rundown of all the tariffs because there are so many happening. I cannot keep up. So,
well, it was supposed to be 90 deals in 90 days.
Well,
remember that?
It was also supposed to be end of war day one, but, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently,
9 months later, that's going well.
Apparently, consequences are nothing for them. But, yeah, tradecompliancesourcehub.com. I'll put that in the in the show notes for today. But, yeah, it makes keeping up easier.
In 2024, this is from NPR.org, America imported over $200 billion in pharmaceutical and medicinal products. The prospect of prices doubling for some medicines could send shockwaves to voters as healthcare costs, including the cost of Medicare and Medicaid, potentially increase. I'm going to tie this a little bit to the budget and the potential of the government shutting down. Just a reminder that the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. They don't have enough votes among their own party to pass this measure, this CB.
CR?
CR. Yeah. That too. Yeah, CB, CR.
Yeah.
So they need a couple Democrats to do it. And the Democrats are like, unless you make some concessions to continue the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, we're not signing off on this. That's what the Democrats are standing on.
Yeah.
And they're going to blame the Democrats when the government shuts down.
Absolutely. That's what they do. They never take responsibility. It's not the party of personal responsibility. They push that narrative for decades. They're not the party of personal responsibility. Never have been. They're already blaming the Democrats. I guarantee you right now, an elected official from Washington is sitting on some talk show saying that if we could just get the Democrats on board. No, get your own party on board. Every time the government shuts down, it looks bad for them. When Obama was president and the government shut down, it looked awful for them. Now he's gone and you got Trump there. You're in charge. Even got the, I'll throw the Supreme Court in there. You've got everything and you still can't get it done. I just really hope against hope, that maybe some of you who voted for this guy will say, well, maybe, okay.
I was lied to.
Yeah.
I was lied to.
But no, they're going to be able to easily blame the Democrats because it's always the Democrats' fault. And then Chuck Schumer will be standing in the back with a strongly worded letter going, oh, yeah, we need to do something about this right now because I'm 100 and I'm rich and I don't care.
The new tariffs on cabinetry will further increase the cost for home builders.
Yep.
At a time when many people who want to buy a house are kind of priced out because of the housing shortage and high mortgage rates, the National Association of Realtors say there are signs of price pressures easing, but still, they say the median price for an existing home is $400,000. Maybe in some parts of the country,
I have to
think around here, it's closer to three.
I don't believe it's, I don't think nationwide it's 400 plus thousand. That just doesn't make sense to me. But the price of lumber, the price of building supplies was always already going up since COVID. I mean, two by four is tripled in price.
Because we have tariffs against Canada importing lumber.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is kind of ground our housing industry to a halt.
I mean, once again, folks listening who voted for Donald Trump, tell me how we're winning. Tell me how this is making us win.
855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC, talking about tariffs. Again, if you were planning a bathroom remodel, you may want to get to Home Depot this weekend and pick something out and order it before next Wednesday.
Yeah.
When the new tariffs kick in on bathroom and kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, 30% tariffs on upholstered furniture, and 25% on heavy trucks starting on October 1st.
And here's also the grim reality of it all. These prices will never come down, even if tariffs go away, because once they go up, they stay up because people will pay.
When we return, escalator gate continues. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I think it's worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T. You have until 10 o'clock on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach. Dr. Slide on the Board, coming to you from our studio, our Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer joining us after the 10 o'clock news. Author of The Recombobulation Era, also Civic Media's political editor. We're going to talk about one of Dan's most recent columns on The Recombobulation Era about Tom Tiffany, who has entered the governor's race here in Wisconsin. So stick around for Dan Schaefer coming up after 10 o'clock, and you still have a little under 7 minutes left. Text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T. Text in the word SEAT. It is our multi-state text to win, go for the green and gold contest. Every day playing for $200 in cash, gold jewelry, and then you're in the running for the grand prize. Really good seats. Indoor seats. Club level indoor seats. When Green Bay meets Minnesota November 23rd at noon, we give you a gas card to get to and from the game. All this week, all through next week. Mm-hmm. Many chances to win seven times a day. Starting with Pete Schwabba in the 7 o'clock hour, then our show from 9 to 10. Tom Hartman, two shots, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Join Todd this afternoon, 3 p.m. Maggie Dawn, 5 p.m. And Pete Schwabba, 7 p.m. Seven chances every day if you get up early.
I do.
To enter the contest. So text in the word SEAT, S-E-A-T, and good luck. Wanted to talk a little bit about escalator gate, which we really didn't get around to in the last couple of days. Again, there is so much going on and so much happening, and we kind of have to look at what really takes priority.
Yeah.
And you would think that this was the worst thing that happened in the world if you watched Fox.
Well, and I want to make something very clear. We've said this before many times. We said it this week as well. There are things that come out of the Trump White House, that come out of the Trump mouth, that are squirrels, that are distractions, that are built to distract you from important things like the big bill for billionaires,
Epstein files.
And that's the two big ones, in my opinion. The reason why I wanted to talk about this has less to do with the actual event and more of the aftermath. Now, granted, a day and a half ago, he wasn't calling for the prosecution of those who were part of this apparent sabotage of the president's escalator and his teleprompter. That got a, I mean, it got out of hand quickly, but not off brand.
No, it's not off brand.
This, for me, had to do more with reaction from the press. And I want to just paint a picture here. 3 weeks ago, Charlie Kirk was murdered in cold blood, undeservedly, horrifically, and I stand against it, as we all do. And frankly, I'm tired of having to say that out loud. You should just know, I don't believe in political violence. But after the escalator thing, Jesse Waters, who, by the way, is not a comedic figure on Fox News. He is a pundit, an anchor, and the lead guy. He is now in the Tucker Carlson / Bill O'Reilly spot. So this is not about funny. This is about having an actual opinion on this. Calvin, can you play the clip of Jesse Waters' solution to what happened
at the UN?
At the UN this week.
What's going on with the escalator? What do you think?
Yeah, they sabotaged them.
Yeah.
And they could have hurt the first lady.
Yeah.
Trump would have fallen and would have gotten back up. But, you know,
they would have blamed it on his rhetoric.
And then they sabotaged the teleprompter.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an insurrection. And what we need to do is either leave the UN or we need to bomb it.
Oh.
Mm.
It is in New York, though, right?
Yeah,
there could be some fallout there. Yeah, all right.
Didn't have to apologize.
Oh, they never apologize.
Didn't have to apologize. Didn't get fired. Nothing happened to him. And we're sitting here listening to people on the right trying to fire individuals for speaking their minds on Charlie Kirk. Now, if they're speaking their minds and saying that Mr. Kirk deserved what he got, then that's a different conversation. But when people are just speaking their truth, their hearts on the topic of that man and what they feel like he did to them, and getting fired from their jobs because of pressure from the outside world through social media, that's wrong. But the fact that Jesse Waters gets to make that statement on television, that is political violence at its core. It is revenge tactics. He throws in a real slight 9/11 joke in there as well, and nothing happens. So I'm sick and tired of listening to people tell me that the intolerant left is the intolerant left when you got people like him sitting there on a TV show getting paid millions of dollars to make a crack like that, and there are no consequences. Yet I'm afraid to say anything, even speaking my heart, because I'm afraid someone will come up from the woodwork and say, you should be fired. This is ridiculous.
Well, and the other thing was, from reports that I have seen over the last couple of days, the person who triggered the stop on that escalator was actually a cameraman for the Trump administration.
Yep.
And it's also my understanding that it was a member of the Trump administration who was running the teleprompter. So it wasn't sabotage. It wasn't trying to take him down.
No.
This was operator error.
Mm-hmm. It was a mistake.
Yeah, by their own people.
Yeah, these are mistakes made by human beings, and I'm not going to make fun of them for being on the Trump side. I'm just going to say these are mistakes made by human people. They'll have to deal with the consequences, whatever, or they won't, because consequences are hilariously adorable.
Well, they're only for some.
But I cannot stop thinking about this man making that statement, saying those things about a building full of people who's made their life's work to try to make it a more peaceful place on this planet. He says that, and nothing happens. Yet some guy in New York makes a comment on social media and he loses his job. Are you kidding me? Don't come at me with, I have to be respectful. I am respectful. Not because you tell me to, but because I am. You start being respectful.
Thank you, Greg Bob.
Sorry, I get that really...
I feel you.
It burned my grits.
I hear you. We have news coming up next. Dan Schaefer will be here on the other side. 45 seconds left to text in the word SEAT. SEAT. Good luck. And keep it right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Des Moines, Iowa public school superintendent has been detained by federal immigration officials. They say Ian Roberts overstayed a student visa issued in 1999. CBS's Lana Zak reports, as ICE agents closed in on Roberts, he tried to run.
This is definitely a shock that Des Moines is still trying to come to terms with. And we saw the officials from Des Moines City Schools really invoke what they heard from Dr. Roberts' own teachings about empathy, about trying to withhold judgment. And they said that they still, while new information has come to light, that they're still reserving judgment until they are able to independently verify what we have heard from law enforcement.
Attorney General Pam Bondi posts online that she has witnessed the continued onslaught of violence perpetrated against ICE officers across our country and is deploying Justice Department agents to